tuned for Corriente at 8 o'clock. And coming up next at 7, we've got the cabaret program. The time is 7 o'clock. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's time now for Cabaret.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the Cabaret. My name's Andy. I'll be your host tonight. And in studio, we have Mr. Ted Thacker of many bands that we'll get into.
Hello.
Say hello, Ted. And tonight, he'll be performing songs from some of his new songs from his last album under his nom de guerre, The Red Tack. Mm-hmm. Or the anagram.
Is that what it is?
It's someone, either or.
Can someone call in and correct us if it's wrong?
I don't know if they can get in.
Oh, they can't. Okay.
Right.
That's fine.
And we'll talk and learn more about Ted and his story and where he's going and what he's doing and all that kind of stuff. He'll be playing, he's solo tonight and playing guitar, acoustic guitar. Tell us about your acoustic guitar before you get into the song.
Okay, this song, this guitar is called The Songwriter.
What kind of guitar is it?
It is actually a gut string made in Brazil. It's quite a nice guitar, but it's been really beat up. Me and my daughter have given this thing a run for its money. I fix it once every probably 9 months to a year. I glue it back together, and she plays it really roughly. And hi, Tallulah, if you're on there. This is mine and your guitar for the rest of our musical lives together.
And it's covered in, well, it's not covered. It's sort of got a blue tape.
Yeah, it's painter's tape that she decided she wanted to decorate it in. And it looks almost like Frankenstein, Eddie Van Halen's guitar. It's got that same, although she has no idea who he is.
Which is probably good. And, you know, it's, I guess also if you smash it on stage, it won't fall apart with all the tape on it.
Yeah,
it
probably will. Then I'll have to glue it again. Yeah, I can still do that stuff. Yep.
So you're living. How long have you? Are you from Colorado originally?
I was born in Boulder. I was born at the Boulder Community Hospital.
Do people mistake you for Jello Biafra?
No, they don't.
Okay, good.
But me and my friends when we were younger had his same dentist, and I know what his real name is because I know that dentist.
And then, but you also, and we're not making this you versus Jello. But you also moved to San Francisco.
Yes.
In the early 80s?
Yeah, way after he did. Okay. Yeah, he moved over to Oakland, and I moved there in probably, 86, I want to say, 85, 86. Someone has to correct me about this, because I have actually no clue of. But I got out of high school, and I moved around. I moved to Boston first. My band, Baldo Rex, followed the advice of Kirsten Hirsch from the Throwing Muses to come to Boston. And Throwing Muses were blowing up, and so was the scene there. There was quite a lot of bands, but Baldo Rex was...
What happened to you?
We shuffled. We got shuffled into the bottom. When we played TT the Bears, let's just say there wasn't 190 people there. There was about 1.9. So, and it remained that way until we left, and then we went to San Francisco. And right after that, pretty much.
Cool. So. And I think, and we're later on in the show, are those... The old
The songs I'm going to play from a CD that I got from a friend of mine are from an album that I put out,
okay.
A solo album I
got
put
it.
Out. I went with a name called Swing Wobble for a while, and I would play live with a boombox. And actually, Don Strasberg here in Boulder was nice enough to let me open for some really big bands. That was back in the day when he let Baldo Rex open for just about anybody. Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah, it was great having him as at the helm there.
Yeah. All right, so why don't you play some songs for us?
Sure.
And if you want to talk about them in between and intro them, you can if you want.
Okay. This song is for my friend John Call. He's a old drummer from Baldo Rex and my other bands, Veronica and stuff. He's just a great dude, and tonight's his birthday. So I'm going to play a cover for him. This one is the Minutemen, Cohesion.
Mm-hmm.
That was called Cohesion. I think that's a D. Boone song. Could be Mike Watt, but I think it's D. Boone. Anyway, this one is a song off my new record called Night of the Sorrowful Face. And this one is called Gasoline Rainbow. So I got a couple more. I'm going to play like this. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, hit it up.
Do it.
This is an old Veronica song. It's called Allison and Andrew. It's about the killer power of hurricanes. Let me see if I can do it. Taking a breath, taking a breath. You know you're only a monkey. 98% you're same as a chimpanzee. Out of your breath and you're confusing emotions. Ain't nothing compared to them humongous oceans. Stand by the brave, feel the waves and bring it in from the center of the sea. And if the earth has its lungs, these are they. Grass get flooded cause the rain won't stop. Worms keep sneaking.
lurking under the backyard gate. I run to the driveway all over the sidewalk. Headlamps of the car, staring them down. Maybe it's smiling, but that looks like a frown. Does it have a soul? There's no way you could know. But sure feels like it when you're driving it around. You know its brain isn't anything. Isn't anything. Isn't anything. Only steel. So what would it matter if it could say, kill, 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 kill. Eyes like magnets to the circle on the screen. Circle is a head and the head is saying something. It's saying God's light isn't everything. Even in the snakes and the liars and the fakes. But there's something in the way he moves his lips and his tongue that tell you he has no idea what he's saying. All alone, fragile soul, just like a glass tossed into the air. And it holds nothing. Water, why do we name them Allison and Andrew? Gigantic and gentle when they are still. Demons riding in on the chill. So what would it matter if they could say it? Kill, 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 kill.
Yep. Okay. Let's see. This one's called Whiskey Bottle.
If I've been given more than I deserve, know I'd go and give it up to you. If you could just once make me happy, you know there's nobody better at making me blue. Standing by the side of the road, lonelier than I've ever known. Waiting for the truth to end another day. Going to the city below. Streets are dark and lights are low. I've got something waiting to take these blues away. Whiskey bottle making me bad. Whiskey bottle straight to my head. Yeah, Lord, I know that this old bottle couldn't hurt me if I didn't start. Down that road, Colorado, leading to nowhere but a broken heart. Whiskey bottle, whiskey bottle. And so another day comes crashing down upon me. Somehow I never know what to do. Seems like the sun never wants to shine down upon me. Somehow I know it's always gonna be shining for you. Standing by the side of the road, lonelier than I've ever known, waiting for the truth to end another day. I go into the city below, streets are dark and lights are low, and I've got something waiting to take these blues away. Whiskey bottle making me bad. Whiskey bottle straight to my head. Couldn't hurt me if I just didn't stall down the road. Through every bottle, leading nowhere but a broken heart. Whiskey bottle.
All right.
I got one more in this set with just the acoustic, okay. And then I'm going to do something else.
Let's do it.
This one is probably, that song was on my new record, Night of the Sorrowful Face. If you want to listen to it recorded professionally, well, this is recorded professionally, but in a studio, it's on Spotify and iTunes and all those places. I've put it up. So go listen to it if you can. This song is probably never going to be recorded other than here. I think this will probably be the only place I record this. So let's try this one.
What's it called?
This one's called I Wish the Rain Would Come. Maybe, we'll see what happens.
Yesterday we were in ecstasy, but today wasn't as pure. I said I'd die if she took her love. So she left me and now she can be sure. Today I am a lonely man. Yes, I'm wanting to die. But it seems all that I can do, lay here all alone and cry. Oh, I wish the rain would come, wash this life away. But I know the rain won't come, so I have to live another pain. Today she went away, and I know she won't be back. My loneliness is here to stay. Hey, while the what the tree I am. My soul is cold and I lay. Pain in my heart is hard to bear. Always wanting it to go away, away. Oh, I wish the rain would come. Wash this life away.
You're listening to The Cabaret with Ted Thacker and the Red Tack, his gnome de guerre, here on The Cabaret. My name's Andy. I'm your host. And that was kind of a cool song. Happy music, sad lyrics.
Yeah.
It's that formula.
Yeah, I write a lot of those.
Yeah, I was like, that one and Whiskey Bottle. What's your motivation for these? Do you have like an alter ego?
No, the songs come out of absolutely nowhere. I have a muse, and I'm not sure if the muse is male or female. I think it's actually non-binary. And I've actually talked about this with Nick from Devotchka, that I share his. We have a very similar sound to ourselves. And I had a dream one night where the muse came to me and she was like, you know what? I've been giving you a lot of stuff. I got to go. I got to let Nick have my stuff for a while. And I woke up the next morning thinking it was really true. So since then, I think I kind of believe in that. What I was talking about with you guys earlier when we were setting up was, I think each guitar itself has songs in it. And it kind of depends on where it was built. You know, who thought about it, who wanted to buy it, what kind of guitar it is. Like I was saying, if I picked up an SG, you know, it would be, you know, I'd write a song like that was pretty rocking and hard and sharp. And this guitar itself, you know, it lends to sort of a...
It's a very warm feeling.
Yeah. And then my Les Paul, of course. It's got that kind of sharp... but it can be really thick and warm, and you want to write like riffs on it. So, and then of course the lyrics are the hardest part for me. So,
why is that?
That's what I work on. Because if lyrics suck, the song sucks. It doesn't matter how cool the riff is. If somebody puts in a lyric that just gets in your craw, you just can't listen to it. I mean, I've noticed that, and for me, that's the hardest thing, is to get over writing a lyric that I think sucks and then put the song out. Sometimes you put the song out and you're just like, wow, that lyric still is terrible.
Does that stop you from...
Sometimes, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes I have to drink a couple beers.
Whiskey bottle. Or
five beers. I've actually written a few songs after smoking pot that the marijuana is just like, hey, just don't worry about it, man. Write that lyric down. And you're like, okay.
So you're just writing the voices in your head.
Kind of.
Yeah.
And then when you come up with an idea like Whiskey Bottle, like I just played, it sort of writes itself.
Yeah.
You're like, here it is. I'm drinking myself into a stupor because I'm sad. I mean, there's a lot of material there.
Yeah. Those songs always remind me of that old Steve Martin bit where he's, you know, Richard Nixon's walking on the beach with his banjo and he's like, happy song. Because you can't be sad playing the banjo.
Oh, that's true. That's awesome. That's probably why he plays the banjo.
Probably.
And he's so good at it.
Yep.
Okay, well, let's do, let me do a few more. This one's going to be with a little drum machine here.
Okay.
And these are old, let's see. Yeah, these are really old songs. These are songs that I played with my band Veronica, but I wrote these ages ago, and I still love playing them out. And so I'm just going to play them with this this acoustic setup. Let me make sure I'm in tune here.
And while you're doing that, you are listening to The Cabaret here on KGNU. Stay tuned for Corriente next, and we're here with Ted Thacker, who's done many of these over the past 100 years.
Yeah, I think since like the 80s. Yeah, with Baldo Rex.
Yeah.
Back in the day, we played in the hallway over there, Paul Metters was our engineer and everything. It was fun. Okay, let's see if this beat works here. There you go. Can you give it a little volume, the little beatbox? Hey, can you guys get the beatbox a tiny bit of volume? This is a song about drinking. My friends are waiting, have a shoulder slung lip. I walk the line if I could find it. Commands barked, I can't follow, stand on one foot. Touch your nose, I can't, I need to lie. I got the moon, the moon in my eye. Laughing, making fun of everything you stand for. My friends don't know I'm gonna spend the night with you. You got me, why don't you stop riding me, man? I'm walking bare, now I've given up lying. I've got the moon in my eye. Yeah, yeah, lazy personality, lazy direction. Comfortable and warm and groping for the gears. Cold wood bench and a clean orange smock. I can't wait for coffee tomorrow. My friends are waiting, heavy shoulder slung lip. I walk the line if I could find it. Commands barked, I can't follow, stand on one foot. A touching nose, I can't, I need to lie. I got the moon in my eyes. Yeah, I got the moon in my eyes. Yeah, I got the moon in my eyes. Yeah, I got the moon in my eyes. Okay, this is a new one. This one's called Let's Get Out of Here. Same beat. Hot, strong fire at the front of the club. Everybody runs to the back of the club. Only one door at the back of the club. Only one door and it's all sealed up. Screaming, heaving, hauling around. Everybody's acting like popcorn. Cigarette smoke's getting muscled out. Or mingling with the heavier stuff. All of that pain, all of that anger. All of them pimples and curly hair. All of that makeup and leather jackets. Swift as anything into the air. Stop your sobbing, it ain't your problem. Nobody knows where they went. Stop your sobbing, unclench your fist. Everything's crispy now, nothing's soft. Used to be breathing, used to get worried. They used to get wrinkly when they took baths. But come on, come on, come on, let's get out of here. 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 Run, 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 run,
run,
run, run, run, run, run, run,
White Lion.
It was White Lion? Yeah. I had a band for a while that I called myself White Pig, which was, nobody seemed to
nobody
like that.
Nobody died either.
No, nobody died.
The wrong band died.
The wrong band died. Let's see. Let me see here. I don't know if I can play the same song with the beats there. Let me see. Yeah, I think that's good. The This one's called The Bastille. It's also on Night of the Sorrowful Face, my new album. This is the first night with you alone. Crying through your window with the radio on. This is the story of a Johnny Rotten. The king is gone, but he's not forgotten. Telephone rings as the castle walls come down. The kettle whistle sings as the castle walls come down. Same beat. This guy is just a solid drummer, man. he's a beatbox, but he's doing his job. Okay, this one's called Summer. It's the last one I'm going to do in this little acoustic set, and then I'm going to get out my electric guitar. Or actually, maybe I should play a couple of those songs off of there. This one's called Summer, and it's about I'm old, so when I was a kid, Ted Bundy jumped from a window in Aspen, Colorado, and I was living up there during the time, and he was on the loose. So when I'd have to drive to town with my family, of course, my dad would have to drive to town, they searched the car every day. And that whole entire summer, I thought for sure that Ted Bundy was outside my house. I thought he was waiting to either kill me or somebody in my family.
See, we felt that way about the Zodiac Killer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, you were in San Francisco,
in L.A.,
right?
Actually.
Oh, in L.A.
But as a kid, it didn't matter.
Yeah. It's true. But he really was. I was up Maroon Creek. He was up Ashcroft. And it was scary. So anyway, this is a song about him stealing my summer from me. And this was, a long time ago. It's called Summer. From the gutters of New York City, lovers' memories and kisses all get washed away. No, he's not sleeping, but he's pacing like a dog next door. The Duke of Death, the Wicked Wicker's gonna come around once more. Crutches in the parking lot, handcuffs in the backseat. The cold-hearted through deceiver's clutching up his own conceit. Jumping from the second story, running through the aspen leaves. He's running, he's running, he's running, he's running my summer through
my summer, but it's my summer. Don't take my summer. It's my summer, 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 summer. This is my summer, 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 summer. So I'm 10 years old and I'm getting along. I don't understand it all at all. Everything is cul-de-sacs and summer tar and stars and all. See these faces every day, staring back from black and gray, taking my imagination and my innocence away. Brace myself for the darkness, now it's coming. Race myself into the darkness of the closet. I see his crazy twisted face outside of my window. I'm running, I'm running, I'm running, I'm running my summer. But it's my summer. Don't take my summer. Don't take my summer. It's my summer. My summer, summer. It's my summer, summer. It's my summer, summer.
Except for when you want them to slow down.
They never slow down. Yeah. Or stop. Damn drummers.
Damn drummers. Okay, so that's the end of that little part there with songwriter, that great guitar. I just put new strings on it, so it's kind of laxing out of tune a little bit. But, hey, you get the idea. So I'm going to play two songs off of a CD that I made called On the Corner about 10 years ago. Oh, 12.
Has to be longer than that.
14 years ago. Yeah, something like that. This was when I was living in San Francisco the second time. Yeah, this was about 2003 that I came out with this. So 15 years ago. The record was called On the Corner, and I just got a copy. I've never owned a copy of it after I sent them all out. A friend of mine burned one for me. And so here this is. These are pretty rare. So
why don't you give like a little background before we listen to it?
Yeah. This is a record that I put out on my own, and I toured it up and down the coast. And this is, you can record a record on your laptop and put it on to a CD. And I did that. I burned like 150 copies or something like that and gave them out as I toured. And this is about maybe 14 or 16 songs that I'd written back in those days. And some of them still exist. I still play a few of these. There's one on here called Kawasaki Dirt Bike I'm going to play tonight. It's a Veronica song. But the second song in this list that I'm going to play, I'm thinking of putting that one out on my new record, which should be coming out next summer.
Speaking of, if somebody wanted to buy your record instead of just listening to it on Spotify, iTunes, and et cetera, et cetera. Uh-huh. How would they get it?
They can go to CD Baby and get it on there, or they can just go to my Facebook page, look up Ted Thacker or the Red Tack, and say, hey, can you send me a CD? And I will. Because a bunch of my really good friends, they gave me the money, basically, to put out the CD. I still haven't put out the vinyl yet, and I apologize to everybody, but it's coming. I'm going to do the vinyl, like I said, in 15 years when it finally gets done being pressed. It'll be worth a lot of money, hopefully, more than what they put in. So anyway, as promised, that's coming. But these two songs I'm going to play are off this old record from 2003, 2004 called On the Corner. And it was back when I was called Swing Wobble, and I would play with a boombox. And now I play with a phone with a with a drum machine on it. Okay, so let's try this. Let's see if it works.
This is the first song. It's Sleeping. Okay, and now press.
Hey, Blondie, what are you doing around here?
They say All right, that song was called June. That was for my my wife Laura. And I'd like to say I love you, Laura. And you too, Tallulah, if you guys are listening. But you got to get going to bed pretty soon here. So wait, hang on. Okay, and I have started thinking of recording my second album as the Red Tack. I'm starting to write songs for it. But I have a song that I really love that I want to put on there. I want to re-record. This was just something I did on the fly. I did it with this program called Reason on my laptop. And I just recorded it all, I think, within one day. Let me see if I can find it here. Yeah, I think this is this song's called Judy, and this is going to be the working title of my new record that I'm going to start recording again at Brotherhood Studios with Kyle, the guy that recorded my first record, who's just a genius. I love him, and hopefully I'll be able to get in and squeeze some studio time in with him. So anyway, this song's called Judy, and here it is.
right. And we're back live in the studio with Ted Thacker. And that was an early, was that a Veronica song also, or is that just something you did solo?
Yeah, that's something I did solo. I had a thing after Baldo Rex and Veronica that I did around Boulder before I moved to San Francisco the second time, called Swing Wobble. And I would just get on stage and play with a boombox, pop a boombox up on top of my amp, press the play button, and go.
Oh, cool.
And I got to play with some really cool bands as that moniker, back when Don Strasberg was booking the Fox. Because we were one of the first bands, Baldo Rex was one of the first bands he put in there in that room.
Well, we could talk about that all night long.
Yeah, I know.
But awesome. But are you playing out now? Are you planning any gigs or anything?
Yeah, I try to play out. It's hard. It's hard for somebody who's been out of the scene for a long time to get back in. The Lion's Lair gives me gigs. The guys at Three Kings are cool with it, and Syntax. But these places, and I've played recently up at Surfside Seven in Fort Collins, but these clubs book out 3-4 months in advance, so it's hard for me to, you know, to get a gig.
And oddly enough, nothing in Boulder.
Yeah, unless you get to that point where you open. But actually, let me say something. Danny Schaefer, every night, tonight, he does it every Tuesday night, and I should plug this because it's awesome. Every Tuesday night, he does an open mic from 7 o'clock until everyone's done playing. At Oscar Blues, and that's on the end of Pearl Street, right next to Chipotle down by 9th and Pearl. And it's a great place to go out and see local stuff, because there's a few bands that are around that I think are worth seeing, some that are fun to go watch, and I think that could just be the only place right now, other than the Lazy Dog, but I haven't been able to get a gig in there, you know? Yeah. So let's see. Let me see if I'm in tune here. And I only have, what?
7 minutes.
7 minutes. So let's do this one. This one's called Fred. Frederick. Let me see. Oh, maybe I should play a song off my album. How about I do that? Let's do that one.
Yeah, because it's a great album.
Yeah, people are receiving it well. This one is called Headless Angels. Sun sets in the desert, and a cold wind blows across the sand. Now we are building a fire, and each of us a warm in our hand. Stone walls rise up above us, shouldering the burden of the sky. Like headless angels in silhouette, making us each want to fly. These are the days that I'm brave and strong in my soul. Oh, oh, oh. But I hate cause I'm afraid and I'm fraying. I'm growing old. So trade my body for one that I will barely know, one that is many months younger, still has places to go. Take all of my regrets and grind them down into paste, jam them back into the longest of guns and blast them all out into space. For these should be the days that I'm brave and strong in my soul. Oh, oh. But I ain't cause I'm afraid and I'm frail. I'm growing old. Oh, oh, oh. Thank you.
sun rises to greet me over the gray and golden grass. Now I am building a funeral pyre and torching my grievances past. Smoke rises above me like a pillar holding the sky, and the headless angels in silhouette are making me still wanna fly. For these will be the days that I'm brave and strong in my soul. Will I fail? Cause I'm afraid and I'm frail now. I'm growing old.
All right.
Yeah. So I guess that's about all we have time for, right?
Do you have time for... I think we have time for one more.
For let one
me
more
just,
song?
Let me just thank George and Jake for their great sounding.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
For their great soundboarding. And Ted, thank you for coming in.
Yeah.
Look for him as the Red Tack on all your social media platforms and anywhere else on a street corner.
Okay, yeah, like, on the street corner.
With
yeah.
a whiskey bottle.
Yeah.
All right, play us out.
Let me see. What?
Cousin of Chrome, and I discovered I was mother to the earth and sky. I might take my wings and dance them round the silent moon and laugh until the stars fall from the sky. So what if I was emerald skin and eyes of azure? My mother's son and swaddle baby day. I might take my broken wing and smother around this broken earth and cry till the storm fall from the sky and sob until the storm fall from the sky.
KGNU 88.5 FM. Uh-huh. KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Yeah, let's hear it again for Cabaret. Ay, por favor, dispense and may excuse me tantito because that flu thing is going around. Y me tiene aquí todo atarantado. Ladies and gentlemen and women, boys and girls, señoras y señores, ratas y ratos, locos y locas, cholas y cholos. You're tuned into KGNU's Latin Music Show, Corriente, Música para la Gente. For January 23rd, the third week of programming on KGNU in 2018. Starting at the beginning of January, it was 40 weeks until KGNU's 40th anniversary on May 22nd. Regular listeners to KGNU know that we're counting down the weeks until the 40th anniversary of your radio comunitaria by featuring music. We know it began, pues, ya saben cómo va. Aquí vamos con regular listeners to KGNU know that we're counting down the weeks until the 40th anniversary of your Radio Comunitaria by featuring music from the corresponding week in KGNU's history, which began in 1978. This is the third week of the countdown, so I've got music from 1981, a time when KGNU was the only alternative voice in the region when there was no internet, when this radio station empezó su misión histórica. To bring marginalized voices to the ondas radiofónicas. The airwaves. 1981 was the first year of the Reagan administration, El Carnicero de America Central, and the beginning of a decade and a half of warfare in Central America. KGNU was one of the few radio stations that exposed the reality of the Central American death squad governments that were committing mass genocide against the poor and the suspected left during those years. I found two albums that were produced by revolutionary musicians in El Salvador in 1981. We'll be hearing from Los Torogoses de Morazan and from Yolocamba Ita with songs from 1981. And we'll also have music from Colombia, Guatemala, Honduras, Mexico, y España. El Salvador is in the news again, now with a TPS and all of those issues, just as it was 40 years ago when the roots of what's now the issue were growing and were spreading and digging in deep. So we're starting out now with La Banda Tepehuani, also from El Salvador, only on Corriente, only on KGNU, su radio independiente.
Confúndete en el viento, haz tu misiva.